Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to a special episode of Off the Mark. We are the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron, and we're joined by three special guests. We have the senior lead field reporter, the Doug Hahn, Travis Peterson, and Tybo for this special episode about the results of WrestleMania 29. Let's get right into the results. So, Rhodus Clay and Tensai versus Rhodes Scholars. It didn't happen. Do you know what's going on with this, Aaron?
No, they actually pulled it from WWE.com also.
Okay, so let's go into the pre-show, actually, which we waited until 5:30, and apparently the show couldn't go on, you know, around 5:15. But the pre-show had The Miz versus Wade Barrett in the pre-show. So, Aaron, what did you think about this match?
Didn't see it. I missed it. But I will say this much. We saw the ending. They showed it during WrestleMania. And actually, I liked the ending to it, how Miz put on the figure four leg lock. So I will give credit to that. Miz did need to win the IC title here, and I hope that he defends it for quite a while.
Excellent. So, Doug, what did you think about the outcome of the match?
The outcome was, I think, decent. Like Aaron said, it was something that it's been building up for a long time. When he didn't win against Cesario, he then... hopefully he does have a long run, and hopefully builds him back up to a main eventer.
Yes. Let's move on to the following match that they had. It was Big Show and Randy Orton and Sheamus. For some reason, they had Big Show twice. And they faced The Shield. So, Ty, do you know who won this match?
It wasn't The Big Show.
That's correct. So, who won?
The other team, The Shield.
The Shield won. Yes, they did.
And I bet on The Big Show. And in the end, The Big Show is last man standing, but I don't mean.
Yep. It doesn't matter. So, Travis, what did you think about this match?
I was still sleeping during this match. I was waiting for a Sunday Night Heat to get over with and WrestleMania to start.
Okay. Yeah, so this match was a really weird one. It was technically the curtain jerker, which I was very surprised about, actually. I mean, do you think that was a hard one to start off with, Doug?
No, I think it actually was a good one to start off with. You have all these main event people going into this match. You have it build it up. First match has got to be something exciting to get the crowd into it and really get them into it. So, and it was something that didn't really mean a whole lot in the end of the show. Whoever won, you just had the celebration of it. So I think it was a good starter match.
All right. Aaron, what did you think about the match?
Yeah, I agree with Doug on that. The only thing that kind of sucked, though, is we all got wrong the fact that Orton, he didn't turn heel. And I think that the moment I saw this was the first match, I think we probably all thought, yeah, there's no chance that Orton's going to be turning heel. You don't do that the very first match of the night. That just would be kind of a weird setup. But I'm actually more interested in the next match, Andy, which is Ryback and Mark Henry.
Yeah, that was a very weird way to end. It was they didn't do any wrestling moves till when, Doug?
The very last move.
Yeah, they didn't know.
There was only one, and it was a body slam.
Yeah, that's all they did for moves. So it was very surprised. Ty, since you don't watch a lot of wrestling, what'd you think about that?
There's a lot of body bumping that was kind of weird in the beginning. Then a few exchange slaps and knocking around, but yeah, I didn't see any wrestling moves.
Yeah, so Travis, what did you think about it?
Yeah, I thought it was a late night Cinemax version of male porn. No, but real quick, you know, back to that six person tag team with The Shield versus Randy Orton and Big Show and Sheamus. That woke me up like when you have to wake up 10 minutes before your alarm to take a
pee. Yeah.
If you understand my analogy.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But
you're awake. You're like, all right, I'm awake. I'm already here, but I'm angry about it. So there you have it.
Yep, I completely understand. The next match that – do we want to talk any more about this match? Because I thought it was kind of stupid how it ended.
Well, I actually disagree with you. I like the ending of it because – I don't think – well, none of us predicted it. No one picked Mark Henry to win. Well, you know, you and Doug picked Double DQ.
Ty did.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, tied it. But Travis and I picked Ryback. I like the fact that Mark Henry won, and he won in kind of a weird way. But that, I mean, maybe I'm the only one that thinks that.
No, 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 no. We still won, Aaron, because in the end, Ryback won. Actually, Doug called it. Actually, Doug gets a win, too. Doug called it because he said there's going to be three moves performed. Three moves were performed. Ryback got the last slam, and everyone finished their hemorrhages.
My whole strategy was just bet against whatever everybody else was betting for.
And that's why it worked out for me. Yeah, so Ty ended up getting it. But I guess it does say face for both guys, but it would have been nice to see Ryback get a clean win over Henry at WrestleMania. That's the big one. But oh, well, so the next match had Fandango versus Chris Jericho. And only person who picked Jericho was Ty, actually. Ty picked Jericho for this one, and everyone picked Travis. How do you say the name again, Travis?
Fun diarrhea. I don't understand.
Ty, do you know how to say it?
Isn't that where you go to get movie tickets?
Yeah,
first of all,
yeah. Do you know how to say his name though?
Is it Fandango?
No, it's Fandango. That's how you say his name. And this match, actually, I thought could have been a lot better. But during this match, we were trying to find funny signs, and during this one, it was, if Fandango actually wrestles, we riot, was one of the signs. So we thought that was pretty good. It was a funny sign. But Doug, so, did you like the match at all?
Not really. It didn't do very much for me. A lot of it, you know, I understand and appreciate Jericho pushing Fandango over, but it just... I think the commentators actually even had it right. Here you have a six-time world champion, Jericho, losing to Fandango. And it didn't seem right.
Well, I like the fact that he put him over, though. Because a lot of wrestlers, they think about the money, and then they don't think about, hey, what is this match really going to do? And Jericho he put Fandango over. And because he put him over, it's going to make him look a little bit, you know, like, better, I guess. Like, a little bit stronger, because he beat Chris Jericho, the first ever undisputed world heavyweight champion. So, Aaron, what'd you think about it?
Yeah, I agree with Doug about what he said. But Andy, I got to point out one thing, which is Travis actually picked Jericho to win as well. Mm-hmm. Him and Ty did. So, but I was a little surprised. I was kind of hoping I would get this one wrong. But, you know, where do they go from here? Maybe move him on to The Miz. That's what I would do. Have Fandango go against The Miz and, you know, have those two feud.
And you know what? Yeah. And then also another match that I thought was pretty interesting. We actually went out of order here, but we had Team Hell No take on Big E and Dolph Ziggler for the WWE Tag Championships. So, Travis, what did you think about the match?
I mean, I'm a big fan of watching Team Hell No, just because I like watching Dan O'Brien. You know, he's got an assortment of moves, but no surprises pulled out in this match. I think we're all disappointed on that. So I'll give it a B.
All right. Aaron, what did you think about the match?
It was pretty good. I, you know, even though I got this one wrong, I was still pretty happy with the match. I would have liked to see maybe a few more spots in there. I liked the beginning. I liked how they mocked, you know, Daniel Bryan last year, with him and AJ's thing. That was really good. Definitely got into people's heads. It was kind of cool to see Big E finally wrestle, and especially on the main stage like that. And I think that these two, if they feud for a little bit longer, I think would be a good thing. I actually do. I would like to see them maybe even wrestle tomorrow night, if possible.
Yeah, and also the thing that I was surprised about was the fact that, you know, like at the very beginning, it ended up being Ziggler counted, like, kicked out at the last possible second before he actually, the arm came down for the three. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and we were all like, oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, maybe Cena could learn a couple things from him.
Yeah. So, Ty, what did you think about the tag match?
That was the one with Kane.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was over kind of quickly. But I was impressed with the Big E's strength in a way. I was not expecting him to be able to catch Kane midair sideways like he did and be able to lift and drop him three different times. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. What did you think, Doug?
I think it was a decent match. It was entertaining. I agree with Aaron where it was. It was a great beginning. where you thought the possibility of it happening 18 seconds, and especially if I don't know how many of AJ's diary before the WrestleMania, she talked about how last WrestleMania she cost her boyfriend the title in 18 seconds, and how she was hoping to actually cost Daniel Bryan again the title in 18 seconds this time. So, but overall it was a decent match, and not exactly how I predicted it to end, but I did like it.
Yeah, so overall the match was halfway decent. I was disappointed because right after Fandango won, they had a P. Diddy concert, if I'm correct, is when they had it.
You mean the smoke break?
Yeah, that was called everyone's smoke break because no one wants to see P. Diddy. So coming back, we had Swagger versus Del Rio. Do you think this was a little early, Aaron?
No, actually, I think that this was a really good time to have it. I'm glad that they have stopped making the world title the opening match, the curtain jerker. During the smoke break, we went and we grabbed some food on my end. But, it was a pretty good match. It was pretty solid. But I think that we all feel the same way. This feels like an IC title match. It didn't feel like a world title match. And that's the biggest problem with it.
Yeah, where was the U.S. Championship belt? Oh, that's who, right.
Yeah, does anyone know who the U.S. title holder is right now?
No one cares about what Antonio is doing. No one cares. Could care less, even though he can put on some great matches. But Ty, what did you think of this match?
Yeah, I didn't even think watching it that anybody even cared about this world title anymore. I was asking everybody in the room, like, isn't this supposed to be the big shindig? And apparently it's lost its way. I did like in the match how there were some submission moves that were exchanged and people would reverse and exchange. And it's hard to fake that stuff, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, so Doug, what did you think about the match? I mean, did it at least get to your expectations, or was it really an icy match?
Well, it's kind of one and the same when you say that, because my expectations were it being an icy title match, and it produced an icy title kind of result. And I really kind of think the thing I said at the end of the match was shortest gimmick ever for Jack Swagger. Where do you go with him now?
Yeah, and my problem with the match was I felt it was too short. It could have gone 5 more minutes. You know, give him 5 more minutes, and I would have been fine with the match. But the fact that they ended it so fast, you're like, you could have gone 5 more minutes, and I think the match would have been a lot better because they were getting to that point where they could have been reversing a couple more things and then put him in. I guess him tapping out, I thought it would have been something major would have happened, like, exposed turnbuckle or something like that. He runs in there, then he puts the armbar in, then Swagger can't take it, so he has to tap. But Travis, what did you think about the match?
Yeah, I don't think Alberto Del Rio, however you say it, I don't think he's quality championship material. It seems like his entrance gets more response than the actual matches he performs in, and
yeah,
do you go with Jack Swagger? That match, I don't know. That match was quicker than. Quicker than Swagger, you know, driving on a suspended license under the influence of Mississippi.
yes, I agree.
I have a question.
All right, Aaron.
Andy, do you think that Jack Swagger would have had a chance to win had he not got that DUI?
Ooh, great question. You know, I don't think he still would have won. I truthfully believe that he would have lost. I don't think he would have actually won it.
I would have thought a little bit harder about my pick. I picked ADR immediately. The moment I heard that, I said, yeah, he's winning. But I think I might have picked Swagger. I might have. I don't know. That's the thing that kind of sucks.
I'm just confused on, like, the importance of these belts anymore. You know, that's – like, they don't contain the value that they're – you know, they're really supposed to be displayed at.
Yeah, this is supposed to be –
you know, like you said, you guys are rating this as an intercontinental, you know, type match. And – you know, this is for the world heavyweight, obviously the old WCW championship belt. And, you know, the Big Show, I mean, all it was Alberto Del Rio and Big Show for however many months. And then Jack Swagger comes along and, you know, throws a few anti-racial slurs.
Yeah, and then that's it. But yeah, Ty, what did you want to say?
Well, I was going to ask, is this the WrestleMania debut for each of those guys?
No.
No.
Now, I heard earlier with the Fandango that some people were basing their picks off them being new entrants to WrestleMania, and somehow that's an edge know, in storylines and stuff.
Fandango, it was his first match ever, though, into the WWE whatsoever.
Oh, newcomer.
First match, yeah.
Yeah, a newcomer, if it's his very first match, he's almost guaranteed to win. But yeah, so moving on, we'll skip over the next match, and we'll go right to Triple H. Or do we want to talk about CM Punk, Undertaker?
Yeah, well, let's just go in order. Punk, Taker. Andy, you were wrong, so I want to hear what you thought about being wrong.
Here's what I thought about being wrong. I thought the match was okay, but it's something that we're going to talk, that I guess we can start talking about now. CM Punk looked like he was bored halfway through the match. He was bored. He didn't know what to do. It just looked like he was bored. And even after he did the elbow off the top rope outside to the Spanish announcer's table, which the table did not break, which I thought was hilarious. They put up the X, by the way, after that. Real quick, they put a small X up. They did the quick X. Hey, he's in. So he must have really got injured, legitimately. But Taker winning, it just seemed like they botched a couple things at the very end, and then he won. And it's like, that's it. You know, where do you go with Punk? You know, is he done? Is he quote unquote hurt? I don't know. So what did you think about that, Travis?
Yeah, it really, you know, how you're saying CM Punk looked bored. It really, I mean, they had CM Punk running that entire match, and it looked like, you know, CM Punk was adapting to a 50-year-old Undertaker.
That's the best way to put it.
From what I've read, you know, for the past month, that CM Punk is literally injured and they want, you know, him to take time to rehabilitate and things like that. I thought he was done after that elbow drop. I was like, the table didn't break. His hip's gone. Undertaker's dead. Owen Hart's, you know, coming back to resurrect. Oh, shut the lights off. You know, let's take 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so Ty, since I don't think you've seen these guys wrestle. I mean, what'd you think, you know, CM Punk, Taker, this is, I think, the third or fourth time they've wrestled. But what'd you think about basically seeing for the first time those two guys?
I kind of agree with Travis. I think I saw a 50-year-old Undertaker or the kid running around him saying, are you going to get back in the ring? What's going on? And then I just thought to myself, oh, Undertaker wrestles once a year. He should have plenty of energy.
He should, but he doesn't. And then, by the way, so Doug, who is the guy that looks like Taker? Do you remember this? We were talking about
it. Oh, yes.
Who is it?
Chuck Liddell.
What's a Chuck Liddell?
What's a Chuck Liddell? That was the only thing going through my head during the whole match.
I was like, man, who is he? I'm like, he was on Entourage. And then we started quoting things from the show, but we couldn't figure out his name. And then Doug's like, Chuck Liddell.
What's a Chuck Liddell?
And then 5 minutes later, Doug goes, what's a Chuck Liddell? After we stopped talking about it. It's like, I still got that in my head. So what did you think about the match, dude?
I honestly quite enjoyed the match, despite the fact that it was, you know, CM Punk running circles around Undertaker. But overall, it was at least entertaining. I liked the ending out of it. CM Punk doing the mockery, where he bends the arms over. The thumb across the neck. Really, really entertaining aspects to a quite, you know, like you said, quite boring match in the move department.
Yeah, I do agree. So, Aaron, what did you think?
Yeah, I agree with Doug. One of the things I want to point out is that Punk and Taker did something really well that Cena needs to start doing, and we'll talk about that later, which is, if you notice Punk and Taker, they kicked out at the very last second. And it made you think, wait, is Punk going to win this? And even though you know he's not going to, you still sit there and you're like holding your breath. You're like, oh, no. And so I really like that. I thought that the in-ring psychology was really good. Punk is, you know, this shows him why he's the best at what he does right now. And I'm okay with him losing. You know, it's Taker's streak. That's his thing. So, you know, great match. In my opinion, it was the match of the night.
Actually, in a weird about way, I might have to agree with you.
I was going to say, Andy was at the edge of his seat every time CM Punk had to kick out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was like, come on, darn it.
Did you guys get excited when Taker was going for the last ride on the Spanish table?
Yeah.
I don't know. I always loved the last ride. I thought it had, you know, it's obviously a high impact move. And I was like, you know, what perfect way to destroy CM Punk than give him the last ride through the Spanish table.
Yes. So the next match that we had on the card was Brock Lesnar versus Triple H with HBK in Triple H's corner and Paul Heyman in, of course, Mr. Jimmy John's corner. So, Ty, what'd you first think when you saw Brock Lesnar this year?
Brock Lesnar,
The correct answer was, I would like to get a number two. I would like it with cheese. I told Ty that we need to go right now and go get some Jimmy John's.
I was thinking the whole time, he needs a Jimmy John's hat.
And guess what? He came out with a Jimmy John's hat. Yes!
I was just waiting for the Jimmy John's guy to come make a delivery in the middle of the ring.
Be like, Jimmy John's.
You ordered, right?
I was about to.
These guys were equally matched in size. I mean, compared to the rest of the matches we'd seen all night long, that was kind of a relief to get that.
Did you like the match?
Yeah, I mean, it drug out. It was different that Michaels was sort of running around the ring different times. I thought that was weird, but... Yeah, the match was pretty entertaining for the most part, even though it was slow.
All right, Travis, what did you think?
I thought Brock Lesnar won six times, and then in the end, Triple H won. Man, Brock Lesnar is still the beast. Yeah, you know, championships later, different sports later, the man can still put on a pay-per-view and put on some great moves in the ring. And that's just, again, who misses him and Kurt Angle feuding with each other? Mm-hmm. I want to see Angle and Jack Swagger, I want to see Jack Swagger and Brock Lesnar go at it for the next 3 months.
Oh, that would be cool. Doug, what did you think about the match?
The more and more I'm thinking about it was when I picked Lesnar, and I was trying to figure out a way for Lesnar to win that would give Triple H that send-off that I think he should have deserved at this WrestleMania. And seeing HBK coming down, I was like, this could be it. HBK could give him the Sweet Chin Music to end the career of Triple H. That way it's not really Brock Lesnar ending the career of Triple H, it's HBK. And I was like, oh, okay, that'd be a way for him to do it, but not, you know, still save face that he could have beat Lesnar had it not been for an accidental kick or something. And I was just waiting for it, and it just never came.
I see. Aaron, what'd you think about the match?
I was a little bored with it. You know, it was a slugfest, which, you know, those aren't bad matches. But after watching Taker Punk, which I thought was a pretty good match, I was a little let down. I think that was the perfect time to have a women's match or, you know, have the Funkasaurus match that we didn't get. We were expecting Triple H to win. But my question is, what do you do with Lesnar now? You know, Triple H is a part-time wrestler. He's not going to wrestle next week or next pay-per-view probably. And so Lesnar is going to take on who? Or is Lesnar going to take time off? You know, what are they going to do with him? That's my question.
Was Lesnar ever had a storyline for revenge for anybody?
Kurt Angle was probably the one that was the biggest one. But Kurt Angle's in TNA now.
And that's why I say Jack Swagger, obviously, because of his wrestling background. You know, obviously that was Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar's thing was, you know, they were both, personally recognized wrestlers, you know, outside of the WWE. And I feel just, you know, obviously, I mean, Jack Swagger's got decent size too.
True. Yeah.
It would be, I mean, I would love to see it, but then again, they've got, you know, creative writers as good as Carlos Mormel, you know, closing a Cubs game.
That is
mixing
correct.
Genres. Nice.
Nice. So let's move on to the main event for the night. And that was John Cena versus The Rock. The sign of the night, I didn't get it all written down, but it was, we hate The Rock, we hate the Cena. I can't remember what the rest of it was.
We saw you pour beer on a baby.
Yeah, we saw you pour.
Last year at this time, you poured 3 beers on a baby.
Yes, that's what it was. There was a big sign. I think it got taken away because all of a sudden it disappeared. But someone had a big sign that said
it
that.
It took 3 people to hold it up.
Yeah, that's how big the sign was. But, yeah, so the match overall, I mean, Ty, you're not watching every, you know, wrestling every day. What did you think of this match? Because it ended up being about 25 minutes.
You always got to start with me. I think that Rock coming in holding the belt meant that Cena was going to leave holding the belt.
I just thought it was kind of predictable, personally.
Really? You thought it was that predictable?
I thought it was predictable.
Wow.
And the whole year leading up to a thing, how his life was complete and utter hell, you know, on Cena's end. Where are they really going to give him another year of hell?
So, divorce papers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Travis, did you really think, not knowing stuff behind the scenes, but just the match itself, did you think that Cena was going to win?
Yeah, absolutely. The Rock's too busy. I want to point out, though, you guys notice how every entrance was overshadowed by that giant Israel flag being held up?
Yes.
What was that?
Some guy spent way too much money to be there, and that's the only thing he brought with him was a flag.
Yeah, that was a real slap to the subscribers to WrestleMania out of Iran, first of all.
No.
Honestly, though, the Rock Cena 2, it literally, that whole match literally looked like a day one of choreographing dancing for the contestants on Dancing with the Stars.
Good old Dancing with the Stars. Nice reference.
Yeah, how many times can you see the same two wrestling moves?
Reversal. It gets old. I'm going to do his move. The match itself, did you think it was at least decent, or do you think it was, you can tell this guy's a part-timer?
I really think the highlight of the night for me was when John Cena started to do the people's elbow, and then Rock gets up real quick, but John Cena held onto the ropes going, not this time. And then they did each other's finishers moves to each other for the next 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was a little ridiculous. The back and forth at the beginning of the match I thought was pretty good, but then all of a sudden I thought that it kind of felt flat.
It really did. Until the DDT, there was no other move except for either the people's elbow or the attitude adjustment or the rock bottom. Those were really the only moves done for the last 15 minutes of the match except for that one DDT.
Yeah, they didn't use the ring at all. They didn't use any of the corners. And the only time anybody went out, Rock basically waited in the ring for Cena to come back in. So, yeah, it was kind of, I think it was just isolated so much in the center of the ring with these two moves that it was just boring to watch.
Aaron, what'd you think about the main event? Because this is the closer for WrestleMania.
I got some numbers for you, Andy. 3 rock bottoms by The Rock, 1 rock bottom by Cena, 3 attitude adjustments, 1 STF, 2 people's elbows, and 1 sharpshooter. Those are some very interesting numbers, aren't they?
So there was no 5 knuckle shuffle?
Well, that I'm not counting that as a finisher. All right.
But he has finished people.
All right, fine. What 1 5 knuckle shuffle. The point is, when you see The Rock do 3 rock bottoms to Cena and he can still get up, and he doesn't get up at 2.9. He gets up at 2.1. All right? How stupid was he to kick out that? Like he was like, oh, no, I'm gonna. He puts his hand on Rock's head to push it off.
Yeah,
and like you see that, and there was no mystery involved, and nothing surprised anybody in that match.
The referee even had to stop his 3 count because no one kicked out.
That's right. I do remember that.
It was 1-2, and then the guy was going down to do it, and where he literally stops his hand, and then the kick out.
Yeah, and that's the one thing also, because Cena was doing it 2.5, 2.5, 2.5. If he did it 2.25, 2.5, and then 2.75, I would have been like, wow, that was really cool. They set it up perfectly, but he didn't. He kicked out like right away, and that's one. That was my main problem, at least with the other matches. At least with the. What was it, Lesnar and Trips, and also with
Taker, CM Punk.
Taker, CM Punk.
Taker did a good job against the ropes using 4 of those 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Every time he wanted to do something to Punk. And that's what those counts are for. I mean, it's for the audience to really get to the edge of their seats before the
thing changes. Well, I was even thinking Taker just didn't sell CM Punk's go to sleep. He took it and then just automatically goes to the tombstone.
Like, hey, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to get, yeah.
It shows the importance of in-ring chemistry, too, you know? These guys that wrestle, you know, once, twice a year.
Yeah, you can tell. And here's also something to point out that I think we all noticed was, did you notice how sweaty and out of shape The Rock was? And then John Cena is perfectly dry.
absolutely dry. Yeah.
He was right. Not even tired afterwards. He was like, hey, you guys want to go on a 10-mile run afterwards? What? No? No one? You don't
That's
want to run?
The Rock needed more coconut butter for another Fast and Furious movie.
Another thing that I don't think Cena sold very well as a getting up from the sleeper hold, that supposedly Rock had him in for 25 seconds. Cena just jumps up and makes a move on him and is walking around like nothing happened.
Oh, yeah.
And Super Cena.
Yep, Super Cena. So the show ended with Rock and Cena at the top of the ramp. So twice in a lifetime is now going to be thrice in a lifetime, I'm assuming. Hopefully not.
Let's talk about that in a little bit, Andy. Before we get into our picks, do you want to thank our sponsor?
HostGator, are you a blogger, a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use special coupon code WrestleMania, and you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. So, Travis, what did you think overall about WrestleMania?
Again, I thought it was a pretty decent extended version of Sunday Night Heat. And we were all stumped. There were no surprises, and I am so happy. I'm actually more happy with the results, the fact that I didn't pay $70 for that pay-per-view.
Yep, it's good that you can go somewhere and watch it, of course. There's lots of bars that had it available, and I heard a couple movie theaters, so I'm glad you're able to definitely watch the show.
Yeah, I'm glad the Hooters, I apologize, yeah, the Hooters hosted the pay-per-view, so...
Yeah, so Ty, it's probably been a while since you saw WrestleMania. What did you think about this one?
To be honest, this is the only time I've even watched wrestling all year. And so because of that fact, I'd say it was a pretty good experience for me watching. Plus, I got to have my friends around. So if you're going to watch it the one time a year, I'd say it was pretty decent for me.
Will this make you want to watch Raw tomorrow?
No.
Okay. So, Doug, what did you think overall thoughts about WrestleMania?
Overall thoughts, there was nothing that just jumped out at me. I really needed something to make it stand out, and nothing ever really popped up that made it stand out like I was hoping for. I made a couple bold predictions on how things were going to end and just different events, but nothing jumped out.
Yeah, I will agree. There was nothing that like you're like, oh my gosh, like I really thought there was going to be some of the NXT people come in, and I thought there was going to be people join the Shield. I really thought there was going to be something amazing that happened. But overall, I mean, when it was all said and done, Cena got the belt. He's going to put his spinners on the outside of the belt now. And that was it. I mean, there was nothing that that was awesome. So Aaron, what did you think about the pay-per-view?
For me, it's a 3 out of 10. The biggest surprise for me all night was Mark Henry winning. What does that say? What does that say about your show? The fact that was the biggest surprise. Punk Taker was a very solid match. Triple H Brock was what we expected. And then Cena Rock was such a disappointment. And when you do finisher spams like that, you really degrade what a finishing move is. And then you think, okay, well, if anyone's ever going to beat Cena, you got to do 6 finishers to him in order to beat him. But no, that's not the way that it ever should be. And so I was very disappointed with this year's WrestleMania. And last year's WrestleMania, I liked. I was pretty happy with. The year before that, it was horrible. And I think that's pretty bad. We've been doing the show for 4 WrestleManias now. And 2 of them have been 2 of the worst WrestleManias in WrestleMania history.
You really think that 2 of them have been the worst they've ever had?
I would say that they are probably in the bottom 5.
Wow.
That's Power 25.
Look, 27, main event, Miz versus Cena.
Okay, I'll give you that.
All right.
But with The Rock as a special guest referee.
Yeah, right. So Rock Cena has been going on for the past 3 years now,
yes.
Right? The past 3 WrestleManias.
That's ridiculous.
And it's going to go on, and it possibly could go on in another WrestleMania.
Why not?
Hey, next year's WrestleMania, David Arquette.
David Arquette.
Bring him back. What I want to know real quick is, did they fire the guy who scripted up that match between CM Punk and Cena about a month ago on Raw? Where's that intern at? Did they like, oh my God, this man just produced one of the best matches in years. Take him outside. We're going to shoot him. I have the evidence.
Yeah, I'm actually, Aaron, I will say, you said it was a 3 out of 10. I'd give it more. It was like a 5 out of 10. I mean, it was entertaining to me, but overall, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this was like the best. You know, this has been a good WrestleMania over the last 10 years. This has to be one of the better ones. I couldn't say that. I mean, it was definitely better than Cena Miz, but so let's also talk about we had some picks. Everyone had put in their picks. We have, of course, we have Ty Boardman, we have David Pate, Travis Peterson, Doug Hahn, Aaron, and myself, Andrew. And so let's go from lowest to highest. We had Travis Peterson. He missed Fandango, Team Hell No, Albert Del Rio, and Mark Henry. And then moving on to who had 6 out of 10, myself, Henry, oh crap, okay, 5 out of 9. So I missed Henry, Taker, Triple H, and The Miz. Then let's also go to David Pate and Ty. They both were, and Ty Boardman, they were 6 out of 9. Dave missed The Shield, Ryback, and Hell No. And Ty missed Shield, Fandango, and Albert Del Rio. And then tied, we have Aaron and Doug. Aaron missed Team Hell No and Mark Henry, and Doug missed Mark Henry and Triple H. So that's everything that happened for our picks. So congratulations to Aaron and Doug. You guys, yep.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys got...
I want to check the numbers, but I'm pretty sure that ever since you guys have been doing this and every time I've come on to do the pick-ems, I've been the leader.
Last year I got 7 out of 8.
This sounds like a Roxana dispute. Looks like Doug and Aaron are going to have to take it on next year's WrestleMania.
What finishing move are you going to put on Aaron? Well, we're going to have to do it at least 3 times. I mean, I think that's what we've established now. But then I've got to also have my B move and my, you know, C move, do that at least 3 more times too. And
then you'll have to use Aaron's finishing move against him.
At least twice.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yep.
Is it just me, or did it seem bland also because there was nothing like a cage match, a ladder match?
There was no gimmick matches. I threw a couple out there. I thought a strap match between Del Rio and Swagger would have been awesome, because when was the last time you saw a strap match? And you know, you could actually have, you know, Swagger beating Del Rio, the Spanish guy. You know, and he could have got a lot. Swagger would have got tons of boos for that, too.
You mean like a government mule?
Like a government mule, yeah. So he could have been doing that. I thought that would have been a great gimmick match, but there should have been another one as well. There should have been 2 gimmick matches at WrestleMania.
Well, I know that they've got the different pay-per-views now for things like Royal Rumble.
Well, you had the no-holds-barred for Lesnar, yeah, Triple H. But it wasn't much of a no-holds-barred, I'll admit that, but... That really is your only
now
real
you get that
gimmick.
Money in the bank one with the belts or with the money hanging. I mean, yeah, they need to put a cage match in there.
They should have, yeah,
something.
Yeah, and one of the things too that I want to point out is that the last 5 matches were singles. You have Fandango, Del Rio, Taker, Triple H, Cena, 5 straight singles matches. And they should have had, you know, a tag match in there, which, you know, they had the tag match. You could have put that in there to help break that up. Because when you see singles after singles after singles, it's like, what makes this one different than the last? And I agree with Ty. I think a cage match might have been a really great place for Del Rio Swagger or a strap match. You know, I think that would have been a nice change of pace.
TLC, baby. TLC. Yeah. Can't lose without having to grab a title, you know, on top of a ladder. Can't lose with that type of match.
And see, this is why I think Money in the Bank is so important, because they should have 1 Money in the Bank winner, and it should be done only at WrestleMania. I think that would have been cool, because that gimmick match was usually the first match. It was always good. I can't think of one that was bad, because they've all been good. And all the guys have turned around and cashed it in and won the title, except, of course, the infamous John Cena, who... got DQ'd in a match, which was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was my problem with WrestleMania this year. Not enough gimmick matches. You know, technically you had 1, but that
no surprises.
Count. Yeah, no surprises. Besides, we didn't get to see Tons of Funk take on the other guys, the Road Scholars. No Bella
Twins.
You have
no turns. You have no turns.
Show.
You have no surprises. You have nothing.
Not even a continual storyline.
Yeah, even the plots
except
don't change.
For maybe Fandango and Jericho, but again, they said, "Hey, here you go. Have three, you know, turnbuckle leg drop attempts. There's a match for you."
Other than and the Big Show walking away disappointed with his group, did anything really change plot wise?
Nope. Nothing changed. I mean, you're going to continue the Henry Ryback feud. The Miz Wade Barrett feud is going to continue. That was kind of the shock, but that was also free to everyone on YouTube. The Shield, I'm not sure where they're going to go with the Shield from here. I think that stuff is done. Team Hell No, they're going to drop the titles tomorrow night. Gosh, really, Del Rio? I don't know what's going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ziggler cashes in soon because what do you do with Ziggler? He's had that way too long. And they also, if you've been noticing, they haven't really been talking about the fact that he's the Money in the Bank winner. That's mm-hmm. one thing. Yeah. So I think
it's like the Money in the Bank is a mirage.
Yeah. That's basically
it's
what it
there,
is.
But it's not, you know?
Well, I even told Boober at the beginning of the pay-per-view when Ziggler tweeted that he was thinking about cashing it in tonight. I kind of got the feeling right then and there. No, he's not. Because he's drawing too much attention to it.
Right.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing to take away from all of this is that we have Ty on, who is a very casual wrestling fan, watches it once a year, if that. And he said he is not going to tune in tomorrow night. So WWE is not going to get any, you know, type of publicity. They're not going to get any viewership from this casual fan. And yeah, I think that's a testament to this WrestleMania.
Exactly what Aaron's saying. I'm going to reiterate it. It's the reason I don't want to watch something tomorrow night, if there is one, is because I didn't see anything tonight that leaves me on the end of my seat thinking, what's going to happen with this tomorrow?
Yeah, there was no, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? It was more like, yeah.
And the thing is, when I was a kid, I used to watch this, and they were very good at that. And that was exactly what kept me watching as a kid.
Yeah. So any last thoughts, Travis, on the show?
Yeah, maybe cut down on 3 hours of Raw and bring back Monk.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. No. Any thoughts? We've pretty much covered it all. I've said everything that needed to. No surprises, no gimmicks. I could have got all my picks right, but I actually had confidence in the competence of the WWE writers and how the storylines would end up and, you know, what, you know, possibilities and things like that, and I was just 100% disappointed.
Yep. So, Ty, any last thoughts for WrestleMania?
Again, because it's really the only wrestling thing I watched this year, I thought it was entertaining, but I think they could have done better.
If this would have been entertaining for you, though, would you have turned in tomorrow night?
If you would have asked me if I would have gone in person to see this in New York after having watched it, I would have turned it down.
Wow. Doug, what are your thoughts?
Bold.
Seeing that I did go to Royal Rumble, and it would be kind of interesting to go to a Royal Rumble then to WrestleMania, I kind of agree with Ty. After watching this, I really would have felt like I wasted my trip to New York to see this.
Wow, that's actually, I would have never guessed that.
Times 80,000.
That's true.
I would have been so excited. I think it would have been such a build up for it though, because I really was excited to see this, and then I watched it, and it's like, yeah, I watched Raw again, except for 4 hours.
So, Aaron, any last thoughts for WrestleMania this year?
No, but I agree with what Ty and Doug said. I hate to say it, but that's kind of spot on.
You know what the sad part is? I do agree with you guys, too. And here's the reason why. Is because I think that, you know, you spent all this money on a trip. You know, you're probably talking best case scenario, you would have had it blown at least $5,000. And you would have seen, you know, Hall of Fame, maybe an indie show. And then you would also seen, you know, the pay-per-view and then Raw the next day. And I think watching WrestleMania would have made you not want to ever do this again. Never spend any money on the WWE. Never fly. You know, like stuff like that. I guess I would have been really sad about it. Because I would have been like, I wasted all this money for this.
Yeah, and as many people as they had there, they weren't going to be able to get autographs and things like that.
And I'm sad because Zack Ryder, who was from New York, and everyone knows this, was kept off the show. Not even in a battle royale beforehand. Nothing. He was completely off the show. So it's sad. But, you know, so anyways, I just want to thank everyone for listening to the show. I also want to thank all the people, all of our guests. We had, of course, Ty Borman. We had the senior lead field reporter, the Doug Hahn. We had Travis Peterson come on, of course, Aaron, and myself, Andrew. That's all the time we have this WrestleMania special. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Travis, Ty, Doug, Aaron, and myself, Andrew, until next time, we'll see you in the ring.